Something for the weekend, and financial planner Owen McGee is here now. He's doing his lockdown plan on his social media every day, giving tips and tasks for us to do that will try and save us money. And you'll know Owen as well from the telly show How to Be Good at Money and his bestseller book How to Be Good at Money. Now, Owen, some of us are overspending maybe in the supermarket. Is it better to go, do you think, you know, for people who are maybe doing their supermarket shopping today, is it better to go once a week, or if someone goes a few times a week, do they tend to spend more? What do you think?
Just think about it rationally, right? The supermarket is designed to get you to spend more money than you intended to do. Everything in it, right? There was one very, very popular Irish supermarket, and people, when they say it, I won't mention who it is, because, well, actually, the brand is gone now. But you used to walk into the car park, and you could smell the bakery in the car park.
Oh, I think we know who you're talking about.
Superquid we're talking about. They're not there anymore. But you could smell the bakery in the car park. That was intentional. They used to pump the smell of the bakery into the car park. Everything is designed in a shop. The lighting, the smells, the music. If it's very, very busy, the music would be fast to get you pushed through quicker. If it's very, very quiet, the music would be slow. It depends on the time of day it is. Everything is designed where, and don't underestimate the science behind where products are placed. Like, we all know the simple ones. The milk is at the back of the shop. So when you go into milk to get milk, you have to go in past everything else to get to it, right? So the rationale of that is, the more times you expose yourself to that in the week, the more chance you have of spending much more than you originally intended. The other thing, and one of the things people think is not true, try it sometimes. Don't ever go to the shop hungry to do the
big shop.
It is one of the worst things you can do. And ideally, and particularly during COVID times for other reasons, but ideally don't go with distractions. Don't go with kids, typically, who are totally exposed to the marketing department too.
So you do, yes, you end up, you bring the kids, right. You end up throwing everything in. Don't they want this and they want that. And then next thing you know, you spent an extra 30 quid.
It's the old school stuff. It's the stuff that the last generation did really well and we've kind of lost it. It's a list. Like, anybody who has like an Amazon Alexa or anything in their house, you do know you can walk around the house and say, Alexa, add milk to the shopping list. Right? You can do that as you walk around the shop with any of these. And if you're not the one who has the smart speakers, whatever they're called, the generic term for them is, someone in the house might have one. You can just walk around the house shouting at it, this is what I want on my list. And then you go into your app and you, when you walk around, you can actually just tick off the shopping list. Like, there is nothing better than old school. Do the shopping list before you walk into the shop. Don't go in hungry. If it's quiet, be conscious of the fact that the slow music. If it's fast, it's fast music. The smells are being pumped at you on purpose. Where the milk is on purpose. All of this stuff is designed to take money out of your pocket.
Yeah. And sorry, Owen,
to expose yourself.
Was the advice to go once a week or a few times a week and get less?
Absolutely, go once a week if you can. If you only expose, the less times you expose yourself to this, the better for you. The more times you expose yourself to all the tools that the marketing department has, the more chance it is that you're going to spend much more money.
Okay. I was mortified actually at the till there a couple of weeks ago. I was doing the big shop. Now, we only go once a week, you know, and the lady in the queue behind me was absolutely horrified. And she said it to me. She was like, have you got 25 kids at home? I was mortified at the till. And I was kind of going, do we buy too much? And then I realised, God, maybe we do. And we waste an awful lot.
You were trolley shamed. Trolley shamed.
I was saying I was fat shamed, but I wasn't quite fat shamed because it was all healthy stuff. So I was trolley shamed at the till, mortified, yeah. And yeah, it got me thinking that I was going, I wondered then, what do other people spend on their groceries? Let me know, by the way, on WhatsApp, if you want to text in 087-188-0008, what do you spend on your groceries? So I can kind of compare. Do you have any idea what the average family would spend on?
Yeah, the average family spends around 200 euros a week, which is the average number, but some of the supermarkets can tell us figures that if you do it right, you could get that down to 120 a week.
We're grand, so. Ours is only about that. We're grand.
Yeah, but are you an average family?
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, now remember, it's 200 euros a week, but the big shop might be 120, 140, and then people go back and get more stuff along the way. And it's the more stuff along the way that people often forget about. So you might be saying, no, I'm grand, so, because my big shop. But do you not go into a shop at all for the rest of the week? Ever?
Yeah, of course you're going to get milk and bread and the fresher things. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden it's tipping up for the 200. And that's where, if you were really, really cute about it, you could get exactly what you needed and feed a family for, in that case, like, it's a huge amount, 80 euros less a week. the big shop is a big thing. And we had someone in series one, actually, who was very, very frequently, like every day, going in and getting stuff and spending 30 and 40 euros every go. And it was destroying them. They were never doing a big shop.
I think as well, you need to be very careful about where you shop, because some places are an absolute, you could do the exact same shop in one place, go to another supermarket and it'll be an absolute rip off. So to price around, very important too.
Yeah, absolutely. One of these, you need to price around, but one of the things, the supermarkets are very good at these things, right? That if you go in and buy own brands in what you consider the very expensive shops and go into another shop that is considered a discounter, the own brand versus the discounter will end up more or less the same. Where you're getting caught out there is you're going into the more expensive shop and you're getting caught with the marketing department winning at you. You don't end up buying the own brand. You buy the branded stuff instead, and that drives up the cost.
Okay.
So it is possible to do a cheap shop. Like if you're talking to somebody who's saying, oh, within my 5 kilometers, I only have this shop right now. Well, it is possible to get it as cheap in the more expensive shops if you buy their own brand stuff, is what this point I'm trying to make.
Do you think that's the biggest cost then for people where they do kind of go over their budget is when they go to the supermarket, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, sorry, this is one of the things we can get caught up in. Like you're looking at the supermarket and you're saying, oh, this is where I'm going to save all my money. If you look at the post I put out on Wednesday on my Instagram, step 5 of the lockdown plan, it actually came on the back of something that happened on Tuesday and the lockdown plan on step 4. But the challenge I posted out for people on that day was to go and check and see how much you could save on your mortgage if you switched it. Like we can talk about saving 20 euros a week on your shopping and cutting it down. There's a lot of work in that, right? There's a lot of work in switching your mortgage. But the reason why I did it was because I had somebody on Tuesday who said, yeah, they watched the TV show. They switched from 3.75% on the mortgage to 2.9% on the mortgage. They didn't tell me how much there was outstanding on their mortgage, but for every 100,000 euros over 25 years, that switch would have saved them about 45 euros a month, which is 13.5 thousand euros over the term.
Yeah.
If they had a 300,000 euro mortgage, they were going to save 40,000 euros. So the challenge I put out on Wednesday on the lockdown plan was for people to go and check and see how much they could save on their mortgage. There's over 100,000 people in Ireland could pick up the phone to their own bank today and pay less next month on their mortgage.
Okay.
Like 100,000 people with one phone call could do that. Now, if you can't get it from your own bank, you can switch. And there's a bit more work involved in switching it, but a good broker will do it for you very easily.
Do you end up having to pay a broker an awful lot of money, though, to do that?
Not necessarily. Like, generally, the fees that are involved in this, sometimes you'll have to pay the broker themselves. I don't do mortgages, so this isn't a plug for me in any way, right?
Mm.
But generally, the fees you have to pay are solicitor's fees, you have to pay a valuer, and sometimes you have to pay a fee to the broker. Sometimes the broker themselves will just take the flat commission from the bank they're giving the mortgage to. Some of the banks are actually paying you money to transfer to them. So they'll pay you a certain amount of money to come over to them to try and attract that business, because it's very competitive for them. They're trying to move it over. There's a new player in the market as well. If you have a mortgage that's less than 60% of the value of your house, so if your house is worth 100,000 euros and the mortgage is less than 60,000 euros or 200,000 less than 120 and so on and so forth, 60% or less, there's a rate there of 1.9 or 1.95%. I think it's 1.9. It's the first time in 10 years we have a rate under 2% available to new switchers.
What's it, Avant Card, is it? Avant Money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said it, not me. You plugged them, not me.
I know.
So they have come into the market and they have said, right, we're going to try and drive down the cost of mortgages in Ireland. Like, our mortgages are much more expensive here than anywhere else in Europe. The last figures I had, and they're about 2 months old now, I think it was the end of August figures, was on average we have around 2.82%, and I think across Europe the average mortgage rate is around 1.6%. I might be slightly off, but the figures are more or less around that. But like, we're significantly more expensive here in Ireland for mortgages than we are anywhere else in Europe, than our European friends are. And when you're in that environment, you really need to try and drive the cost of your mortgage down. And what I'm saying is yes, it's important to do the shopping and get that right. But there's also an element of don't be spending the small stuff if you're not looking after the big stuff. Like, how much are you paying on your mortgage? How much are you paying for your electricity bills and all of that stuff? Like, they are really easy to switch. There are two companies in particular, and I actually will say the name of the companies, because both of them are the only two approved companies, switcher.ie and bonkers.ie. And you can go on with your electricity bill or your gas bill, and you can pump in the details and they'll tell you where you can switch to and what you could save. So either of them will help you out there, and you can save, I think on average it's around 300 or 400 euros a year is what you'll save if you haven't done it for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's bigger stuff you can do too. But then there's this stuff that people never think of, like pensions. for example. If you have an old school pension that you took out kind of 10 plus years ago, we had one case a little while ago where someone was being charged 12% of every 100 euros they put in was being taken off them in the charge. And we were disgusted with it. And it was fine at the time when they took the pension out. That was standard enough. In fact, it was worse than that at the time. But the pension was 20 plus years old and things have moved on. And you don't have to pay those fees anymore. Mm-hmm. And people don't realise you can move it from one pension provider to another the same way you can move your mortgage from one provider to another. And it's these things that you should be doing right now to see what it is that you can save. Because life is hard enough. It's hard enough to make our money. Times are difficult enough without paying for things that we don't need to be paying for or paying over the odds of stuff that we shouldn't be.
The only place you're kind of stuck is if you've got a fixed rate mortgage, am I right?
Not necessarily. It used to be the case if you're in a fixed rate that was door closed, you're stuck, you're paying a penalty to get out. It now depends on what the bank can move the money for and what it costs them. Ring your bank and say, if I came out now, would there be a penalty? And they'll tell you if there is or not. The only thing is they generally say, yeah, but you have to do it within 14 days or 30 days or whatever. They'll give you a couple of days. That's no good to you because it kind of takes 6 weeks usually to get a switcher done. And you're just going to have to ring it the day before or the couple of days before and see if you can do it. But it's a good indication if you ring them up and they say, yeah, it is, but it just can't be guaranteed. The only mortgage that you shouldn't switch is a tracker. And people should hopefully know that you don't switch a tracker. The only person who's obsessed with you having a mortgage on a tracker rate is the bank themselves. And we're not really concerned about them being obsessed. You're winning.
They're raging, aren't they? They're raging if you have a tracker.
Totally and utterly raging.
Listen, Owen, great to chat. We're going to follow your lockdown plan on Instagram and all your social media.
There's loads of content. It's not very invasive. It'll take 2 minutes of your time.
Yeah, brilliant.
But remember, there were 2 million people in Ireland were better off financially coming out of the lockdown after COVID than they were before it. Try and be one of those 2 million people next time round. Even if you're one of the people who has lost their job right now, there's still lots you can do and lots you'll learn from this lockdown plan.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll catch up again down the road a little bit, Owen. Maybe towards the end of the lockdown, we'll see how everyone's been getting on with the challenge. Thanks so much. Owen, do you want to plug the book while you're on?
Yeah, How to Be Good With Money is still available. It's actually the number one personal finance book in Ireland for the year 2020. Please do me a favour. If you're going to try and buy the book, before you go online to some of the big stores, ring your local bookshop or email them and say, look, I wanted to buy this book. I'd prefer to buy it locally. Can you post it out to me if I give you credit card details or debit card details? You are supporting local. Beyond that, then go to the Irish websites before you go to the international websites to buy the book, because it's on all of them.
Okay, great advice. Thanks so much. There is Owen McGee, and this is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.